Have you ever looked at some of your peers who seem to be constantly working and thought, how the f*** are they not burnt out? In music, we just think that burnout is going to happen to all of us, right? But what if there was a secret to avoid it? What if you could make it through your whole music career without burning out? I think there's a way, and this might be it. In my early 20s, I was working for a producer who lived on the West Side, which in Los Angeles is code for way too much traffic to get there. I'd drive an hour to the studio, work 10 to 12 hours, drive an hour home, and then I'd either work on something else or I'd go out. I was never tired because I was doing what I came to LA to do, make records every day. Everything we worked on was a big budget project. This is where I notched my first Billboard number one, my first platinum record, and my first label mix credit. I felt unstoppable. It was like my career was on a rocket ship. Then, in my early 30s, I found myself working for another producer. This one even bigger, arguably one of the biggest in the world at the time. I was charged with building several studios, managing the staff, and doing sessions. My days were once again easily 12 hours and the drive still sucked. But this producer was working with huge artists and top writers and I'd logged another platinum record. But I absolutely hated it. Even though I was still making records every day, I no longer felt unstoppable. I was just tired. I was doing something that any aspiring engineer would kill to do, and I didn't even want to go to the studio in the morning. It was crazy. It's because I was burnt out. But what was the difference? Both of these situations appear to be the same. Why was one so energizing and the other one absolutely draining? Now that I'm in my early 40s, I can look back and see that there was a distinct difference in those two eras. The second time around, I didn't want to be doing what I was doing. Every hour worked was eating away at me, not exciting me. So how did I end up here? Between these two gigs, I'd been a staff engineer for a big LA studio for like 5 or 6 years, which is where my burnout actually started. And I thought moving on to work for this new producer would cure all of that, but instead it was like pouring gas right on the fire. I was making my career decisions based on what I thought would be the next best opportunity, not based on what I wanted to do or the direction I wanted to go. At this point in my career, I'd been engineering pop sessions for nearly 13 years. I was mixing records on the side and I wanted to mix more, but I needed that engineering income to pay my bills. I thought that if I could navigate further and further up the engineering hierarchy, I would somehow magically wake up one morning as a mixer. And that would never be the case though. The bigger the sessions got, the more I was seen as just the vocal engineer. Because those artists knew before they even started tracking that the mix would land on the desk of one of a few A-list mixers. So something had to change for me to move in the direction I wanted to go. But I just couldn't identify what it was until I hit that burnout. So 6 months after starting working with that second producer, I quit. I wanted to be a fully independent engineer. My financial stability obviously plummeted through the floor, but I was never happier. It was like the beginning of my career all over again. I started to get that feeling of invincibility back. Burnout was cured. So what was the difference? I still went to the studio every day. I still made music every day. And I still easily put in 10 to 12 hours. The difference was that I did what I wanted to do now. If I wanted to turn down engineering sessions to focus on mixes, I could do that. I was finally making all of the decisions in my career. And as a result, I could build momentum in the direction that I wanted to go, not in service to somebody else. And that is what I think the true root of burnout is. You get burnt out when the work you are doing is not in alignment with what your goals are. Those people I mentioned in the beginning, your peers that seem to work nonstop, why don't they have burnout? Because they put all those hours into what they want. They're working towards their goals and they know it. Yes, they might be tired, but tired is not burnt out. They're willing to suffer through tired because they know what they're doing is going to pay off. When you plug countless hours into something that doesn't move you forward, that you don't learn from, or that doesn't excite you, you're filling the burnout bucket. And eventually that bucket is going to overflow. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't feel burnout creeping in at times. Maybe I'm even doing this video because I'm feeling it right now. But it no longer takes over my life. Now I can recognize where it's coming from and I can course correct. Whenever I feel it coming, I take stock of where I'm putting my time and I look at how that aligns with my goals. And 100% of the time, there's a mismatch. If I can fix that, then all those negative emotions and frustrations dissipate and I can get back to building momentum. Music is a tough business and we all go through rough patches, but if you can remember that burnout is more related to working on the wrong things than it is working on too many things, I think you're gonna enjoy your career a lot more.